Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Donald Trump went even further down the path of authoritarianism by becoming the first president in the history of this country to refuse to commit to a peaceful transition of power if he loses the election.
Senators across the aisle pushed back at the president's wait-and-see comment. Outrage from Democrats raised eyebrows from Republicans. Independent Bernie Sanders called it a threat to democracy. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said there would be a peaceful transfer of power, but didn't criticize the president directly. While White House staff tried to walk his comment back, Trump continued trying to cast doubt on the integrity of the election by falsely criticizing mail-in voting, a system some states have been using with high success for years. Sanders says it's tried and true.
The president does not determine who can or cannot vote and what ballots will be counted.
Trump also predicted this week that the Supreme Court will decide the outcome of this election rather than the voters, and that's why he wants a 9-justice court with 3 of his own appointees. A 9th justice is not necessary for the court to function. In a tie vote, the ruling from the lower court stays. Becky Timmons with Common Cause says the amount of litigation is already unprecedented.
A record-breaking number of voting rights lawsuits have been filed in the lead up to the November election, with 82% more cases filed this year compared to the same time during the last presidential election.
The Trump campaign's lawsuits to stop various states' efforts to send ballots to all registered voters are working through the courts, dismissed in Nevada, in process in New Jersey, and imminent in Montana. Here's Nancy Leifer with the Montana League of Women Voters.
This kind of thing throws suspicion into people's minds about, well, oh gosh, is it really safer, isn't it? And of course, the thing about Montana is Montana has a very, very safe voting system, and there's absolutely no reason to be questioning it.
Yesterday, Trump laid out his health care plan, relying on future executive orders for some key provisions, like encouraging insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions. The Supreme Court decision on his latest attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act, including pre-existing condition protections, is expected just after the election. Another reason Ruth Bader Ginsburg's replacement is so important. Here's Senator Kamala Harris, vice presidential candidate.
If you are one of those over 6 million people who contracted the virus but through God's grace lived, things like lung scarring, which going forward would be considered potentially a pre-existing condition for which you could be denied coverage if Donald Trump has his way.
And nearly 500 former senior military and national security officials endorsed Biden yesterday. Retired Navy Admiral Michael Smith explains why.
There's Democrats, there's Republicans, there's independents, you know, and we all came together really out of a collective deep concern over the current incumbent in the White House.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks to Diane Bernard with Big Sky Connection, and thanks for listening.